This is Dina Hughes, the reporter from Milton. Here are the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. The pandemic has killed more than 805,000 people, according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University on Sunday. More than 23 million cases have been registered in 196 countries and territories. The United States has recorded the most deaths, with over 176,000, followed by Brazil with more than 114,000, Mexico with more than 60,000. India's confirmed cases crossed the 3 million mark, with nearly 70,000 new infections as the disease continues to surge in the world's second most populous nation. After largely bringing its outbreak under control, South Korea returns to tightening curbs to try to contain a new growing cluster of cases. The chief of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned, this is a quote, "The situation is very grave and serious as we are on the brink of a nationwide pandemic." Nightclubs and beaches have now been closed. There are tight restrictions on large religious services, and face masks will be mandatory in Seoul's public areas. Rohingya in Myanmar's conflict-racked Rakhine State express fears of an outbreak reaching their overcrowded camps, where nearly 130,000 live, after a spate of infections sent the state capital into lockdown. Police in Peru say at least 13 people suffocated in a crush during a raid on a nightclub in the capital, Lima, where a party of around 120 people was being held despite a ban on such gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization and UNICEF are saying that children aged 12 and older should wear a face mask in the same situations as adults, while 6-year-olds to 11-year-olds should wear them as the risk requires. This is to stem the spread of coronavirus. Older children could play more of a role in virus transmission than younger ones. That's according to those two organizations. The situations in which older children should wear a face mask include when a distance of 1 meter from others cannot be guaranteed, and when there is widespread transmission in the community. That's according to a document from the World Health Organization and UNICEF dated August 21st. They add that for younger children, parents should consider the children's ability to use a mask, the intensity of transmission in the area, and adequate adult supervision. Children younger than 5 should not be required to wear masks, according to that document. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is due in Jerusalem Monday to start a tour focused on Israel's normalizing of ties with the UAE and pushing other nations to follow suit. After meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Pompeo is set to visit senior figures in Sudan, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, according to the State Department. Israel had previously only signed peace treaties with Egypt and Jordan, two neighbors with which it had technically been at war, unlike the United Arab Emirates. Following the U.S.-sponsored deal announced on August 13th, the new partners say they want to promote trade, especially the sale of Emirati oil to Israel and Israeli technology to the Emirates, as well as boosting tourism by establishing direct air links. The announcement of the Israeli-Emirati pact sparked huge speculation on who might be next, with frequent mentions of Bahrain and Sudan, which is turning its back on the Omar al-Bashir era. Israel remains technically at war with Sudan, which for years supported the hardline Islamist forces. Kabul's police chief has been fired, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry, following a mortar attack that hit the presidential palace last week and an uptick in small-scale bombings in the nation's capital. Government officials say the chief, who oversaw security in Kabul and surrounding districts, and at least two other mid-ranking security officials were let go over the recent rise in insecurity in the capital. During Independence Day celebrations on Tuesday, at least 3 people were killed and 19 injured after more than a dozen mortars were fired at the city's heavily fortified Green Zone, home to a number of foreign embassies, along with high-profile government installations. The palace was hit, and several members of the president's elite security detail were among the injured. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.